Old Song mit Hold On featuring Mapei gehört auf Lux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Der Künstler aus Stockholm, dessen Song wir gerade hörten und dessen Song man im Moment des Öfteren im Werbefernsehen erleben kann. Er steht jetzt bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über die Arbeit an der EP, an der Debüt-EP, die nach dem großen Erfolg der allerersten Single, die wir gerade abgespielt haben, schon sehnsüchtigst erwartet wurde. Wir finden heraus, wie der Videodreh am vorgestrigen Samstag so gelaufen ist und wie wichtig die Erfahrungen waren, die der Musiker mit seiner alten Band, den Vibes of Vibes, sammelte für seine jetzt gerade startende Solo-Karriere. Wir sprechen auch noch ein bisschen über Mapei, die im Song gefeatured wird und Pläne für erste Shows in Germany. Zunächst aber sage ich nochmal herzlich willkommen, hello and welcome, welcome, na Christian Olsen.
Thank you so much. That was a nice introduction. I got like 10% of it, yeah. I think. But I heard Grosse Song, which is my sixth, man.
You always have to be careful with Scandinavian people visiting you.
I know, it's scary.
Because they always get the important part,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we do.
So how are you doing today? I've read about a video shoot that happened here on Saturday and a little bit on Sunday as well.
Yeah, no, a lot on Saturday and a lot on Sundays. It's been a very, very crazy weekend. So I'm a bit, as you hear my voice, I'm a bit knackered, but it's great. It's been a great weekend in Berlin.
Cool.
Shooting the video.
So you shot the video for Hold On Right Here in this beautiful city.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about the concept behind the video.
Yeah, sure. It's made together with a director, a couple called A Nice Idea Every Day, who's based in Berlin. Yeah. So
know them.
They know everything. You know them. Yeah, they're great, and they know all the cool places and a lot of cool people here. And basically, it's a hopeful battle song. That's what Hold On is about. And so I wanted to involve a lot of people in it, and I wanted to have it's so much about the groove as well, so I want it to be fun, I want it to be like
cool,
just hanging out in the cool places in Berlin and having fun and getting the right vibe with people. And that's sort of what we've been doing. We've been driving around the town, we've been crashing squatted houses in Kreuzberg, and we've been hanging out in the canals and classic Berlin stuff, I guess.
Well, it is.
No, it's been beautiful. I mean, I'm in love with the city, actually.
Cool. Yeah, it's a nice way of showing your love to shoot your first solo career video here. I mean,
it was perfect. It was
Stockholm
perfect
is not the ugliest city on the planet. So you could have done it there, but thank you for doing it here. Thank you for doing it here. Congratulations on the success of your very first single, Hold On. I mean, it's going through the roof. Everyone I've talked to, everybody has heard the song either on this very station or on the telly, because there's a little advertisement happening with that song. It's a cool thing. And sometimes a musician, when you work on a song, you kind of get a feeling where you go, oh, this song, there might be a little magic in there. I think something is happening with this song. When did you realize that Hold On might be a good song to start your career as Olsen with?
I think from pretty early on, I had no idea that. I mean, as you said, the feedback on the song is incredible. I'm so, so happy, both in Germany and other places. So I'm overwhelmed with that. So that I didn't expect that. But I thought, this is it is a good song. It represents what I want to do, and I'm finishing off my album now, which is coming pretty soon. And it sort of captures, me and what I want to do. It's soulful. It's beat driven. It's simple melodies, catchy melodies.
It's a track rather than a song as well, right?
Because there's not
a change in the harmonies. It's always the same bass riff and I used to love that when I was a kid, when I started getting music, when I started playing in bands. I used to love people who are able to make a track that's never boring, because I mean, you only change the phrasing of your voice.
That's
and,
right.
And I really want to congratulate you on that.
Thank you. Now that's what I try to do. It's so much. I wanted to, create a beat driven, bass driven, but with pop melodies. Yeah. But without complicating it, just trying to keep it as simple as possible.
Yeah.
And if it's that's cool with music as well. Whatever comes out. You can't control it. But I had a feeling that I had something going on with this song, and I thought definitely was a good first taster what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, you have been part of the pop circus for quite a while now.
Yeah.
You've been with a band called Fives Oh Fives. You produced with so many other artists.
Yeah.
You're part of kind of like an artist collective with super cool people like Luca Lee, Peter Bjorn and John, and the people of Mike Snow.
Yeah.
And we love very much.
Yeah.
So how important are all these fields, or have all these fields been when it came to working on the Olsen solo record? Because it must be empowering to have all that experience in the back of your head when you talk to labels, when you talk to people who want to use your music in an advertisement or something. It must be good to not be 18, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, you're probably right, but from my end, it's really about sort of the experience that it's been giving me as a writer or as a producer. And I've been writing and producing a lot for other people parallel to the process of making my solo stuff, which has been, it's been really like...
That beat is good, but it's too shitty for me, actually.
Exactly. I'll give it away. Yeah. It's been a lot of that. I keep the goodies for myself, you know? It's like, yeah. So, no, I think that's been building upon each other. And I think now it's... Or for me, everything is like linked.
Cool.
I get super inspired by working with other or for others. And for my stuff, I have a lot of features. You know, I have Mapei on this Hold On track, and I've been writing for her album as well. Cool. I think like it's all connected. And it develops sort of each other.
So you're working on an LP that's going to come out in 2017, I guess.
Yes. Hopefully. I don't have the exact... No, totally. Yes, definitely. Okay. Yeah.
So I've mentioned the artist collective that you're working with Peter Byrne and John, Luca Lee, and Mike Snow. How's that working? Do you show new songs to each other? Or
it's very loose, man. It's very like... it's not a structured collective. It's a beautiful collective, and it's cool, and it's like... you know, it's a physical space, but also it's like, you know, a fluffy kind of collective thing. And it's... I think what's cool about it is like it's... We have one... three-floor building where a lot of things happening. There's a label there, and there's artwork, and there's studios, and there's a lot of cool people hanging out.
Cool.
So it's really like, you know, if we want to bring in somebody or listen to something, you could just run in, and it's a cool environment. And
It's the place where the next Britney Spears hit single is going to be produced, maybe again.
I'll probably won't do it. Maybe I will.
Actually. I don't think that they're super unhappy because they made Toxic and a lot of money with it.
No, Pontus is pretty happy, the guy from Mike Snow.
Yeah, he should be. Because it's the best Britney Spears song ever.
I agree.
So I want to wish you the best of luck for upcoming plans.
Thank you so much. Thanks for
finish your
me.
LP, bring it back to us, we'll play it, and then we'll meet again when you play your first show in Berlin. Do you have plans for that already?
We're looking at playing at the Reeperbahn Festival, not in Berlin, sorry, but definitely coming back here very soon to Berlin and do some proper shows.
That moment when Olsen pissed off the Berlin audience. Yeah, we're going to play Reeperbahn Festival.
Sorry, guys.
No. I'm just joking. Thank you for visiting.
Thank you so much.
Next time we'll be here, we have a lot more time to talk to each other.
Great.
We'll find out more about
looking
you
forward to it.
And your arts. We're looking forward to it as well, and we're going to listen to another song of yours called Thin Love. Hier ist Olsen nochmal mit einem weiteren Auszug aus seiner EP, die Hold On heißt. Die kann man schon digital downloaden. Auf die LP müssen wir noch ein bisschen warten. An der wird gerade unter Hochdruck gearbeitet. Es gibt hier schon sehr viele Menschen auf der Welt, die auf noch mehr Material von Olsen warten. Und wir gehören dazu, wie hier von Flux FM. Thank you, Christian Olsen. See you later. Bye.
See you later. Bye.